I'm sitting here now in a Buddha garden.
In Buddha garden, that's correct, yes.
Your name is?
My name is Priya.
Priya?
Yes.
Yeah. And what's your function here in Buddha garden?
Well, I sometimes wonder about that. But actually, I started Buddha garden 11 years ago, mm-hmm. or 12 years ago now. And gradually, you know, when I came here, there was nothing at all. And what's happened is that we now have a small farm of 10 to 11 acres, mm-hmm. a mixed farm, where we produce mainly vegetables and also some fruit, bananas, papayas, kumquats, that kind of thing. Recently, we've just planted an amla orchard, mm-hmm. and we also have a wild food garden.
Okay.
And there's now four of us here. Mm-hmm. There's myself and Vivek. He used to live here. He just recently moved out, but he still works here. Mm-hmm. Pierre, who lives here.
Yeah.
And Sivakala, who has just joined us in the last couple of months.
Yeah.
So there's four of us actually running the whole show, and also Rajan works with us as well.
And after the cyclone passing through, many things are still okay, like the plants and the vegetables you have here.
Well, it was quite amazing, actually, because Rajan came in with his friend from the village who had a chainsaw.
They're very wanted nowadays.
Yes, we were really lucky that we got somebody with a chainsaw so quickly.
Yeah.
We first of all started clearing up. There were a lot of trees down, mm-hmm. and they'd actually fallen on the beds of that we'd recently planted with tomatoes and lettuces and rucola and that sort of thing. Mm. So anyway, we managed to clear all that up, and we did actually manage to clear the trees on the first day.
Oh, okay.
What we're really trying to do is, first of all, to rescue as many plants as we can.
Yeah.
And we're actually really surprised at the number of plants mm-hmm. that actually came through.
Yeah.
And particularly the local plants, like the chilies, are sitting mm-hmm. up there and sort of sitting up straight and looks like they're going to grow.
They become tougher plants now.
Well, but I think chilies are tough plants anyway, you see, they're local ones. And then the tomatoes, they were just amazing because we've tied them up, we composted them, mulched them, tied them up, and they're actually producing flowers now.
Yep.
And so we may actually get some tomatoes. Mm. Then we had various other beds where we planted sort of tomatoes, lettuces, rucola, and a lot of it has actually survived.
Yeah.
And the other thing we're doing is to plant stuff that will produce food really quickly. Like we planted radish seed this morning. You know, in 25 days we should have radishes.
Okay.
And we also planted some spinach. We're not quite sure about the seed. But anyway, we hope that this will grow very quickly so that we'll have something. And the other thing we did was to... we also found that some things even survived in the nursery. Now, the nursery was completely destroyed.
Mm. The nursery, what did it...
The nursery where we grow all our seedlings.
Ah, okay, yeah.
And the thing is that the nursery was completely destroyed for about the fifth time, and we've got it up again, but you mustn't breathe on it too heavily because I think it has to be rebuilt, you know. But it's functioning. It's functioning. We planted more seeds. We're just, you know, waiting for them to come up.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're just working hard at getting all the beds ready so that as soon as the seedlings are ready, they'll go out and we'll start growing again.
Yeah.
And what I feel is that it's really for me. I mean, I'm a big one for solar energy, and the reason I believe in solar energy is that it's a local system.
Mm-hmm.
And we were very lucky, of course, that our panels were okay.
Yeah.
But actually, this is about the third or fourth cyclone they've gone through. So the way that they're screwed down onto those stands is actually very, very good.
Done.
Yeah, and I mean, once we got some sun, which actually came the next day and within the next 2 days, I mean, you know, we had electricity, we were able to fill our tanks, you know, we have light at night, and I think this really has made it much, much better than for a lot of people, you know, who were waiting for TNEB to sort of come and you know, and repair everything.
Yeah, that's good that you're self-sustainable.
Exactly, exactly.
Because I was just now in Moratandi, the town, and they still have a big problem with water and with electricity.
Yes, yes. And I mean, and you know, you probably can't get a generator for love or money because everybody wants one.
Yeah.
And even sort of things like the, you know, the chainsaws to cut the, you know, I mean, you can't just go out and buy 50 chainsaws probably because everybody will want chainsaws. Yeah, yeah. And and I feel also that we have quite a low tech way of doing things here. You know, it's basically digging and weeding but it means that we can get up and running, I think, sort of really fast.
Yeah.
And I mean, also the I felt very strongly, you know, we have our own seed. We do most of our own seed here. And that also means that, you know, we have this little sort of store, which fortunately was okay. And, you know, so we have our seed, which we can immediately sort of start growing. You know, we don't have to wait and go down the shop and buy it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I feel really, and I just do actually feel that it's a very strong message to us.
Yeah.
I mean, but...
Yeah, it's a strong message from nature.
It is like a strong message from nature, and I just hope that we actually get what nature's trying to tell us. Because what I feel is that a lot of people are waiting for things to go back to normal. Not to a new normal, but to the old normal.
Yeah.
You know? And that's very understandable. I mean, you know, we want our sort of water and electricity and stuff like that. But I think that it's really time to sort of look and really see what that has to say to us. We're actually having an open forum here on Saturday, 3 to 5, when we're actually going to ask that question. What is the cyclone sort of, you know, what message or what can we learn from the cyclone? That's part of, we've decided to go ahead with our organic farming course, which starts tomorrow, and that's actually part of that sort of course. But it's an open forum, just from 3 to 5 on Saturday, January the 7th, and everybody's very welcome.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but you have volunteers staying here too.
We do. The volunteers were absolutely magnificent.
Yeah.
They really were. Fortunately, they all came out of the capsules and went to the top of my house and stayed there while the worst of it was going. And I'm so grateful because one of the capsules fell over, so that wouldn't have been much fun for anybody who was in it. But they really were. I mean, we had breakfast on Friday morning, and we had hot drinks, and we had meals, and they all, they all sort of pulled everything, and I thought they were really incredible, and I'm very, very grateful to them, and they've been wonderful. I mean, you know, we've sort of started working again, and it's okay.
How many volunteers stay?
We have, I think, 15 or 16 at the moment. Yeah.
And they're still here. They didn't move out.
No, not at all. No, they're still here. I mean, some of them are moving on because that was what they said they would do. And the thing is, actually, that they're the place where they were staying, the dormitory, really got very wet. I mean, I think that was one of the worst things, and certainly I felt it. I mean, I was cowering in my bed with my sort of cell phone and my Kindle and under my raincoats, and that was the only dry spot, you know. And these houses are a bit open, so everything got very sort of wet inside. But then again, you know, once the sun came out and we were able to dry everything, you know, so it was okay.
Okay, it's good to hear that this place is still running.
Yes. I think actually, you know, I mean, it's only stuff that's got damaged.
That's,
you know, I mean, people.
That's all repairable.
Yes, and it is repairable. It'll take a bit of time, probably, but it is repairable. And I just feel, gosh, it could have been so much worse. You know, I mean, we have something to eat. You know, you know. I mean, solar. I mean, I also feel that was really good as well. The solar kitchen was open. You know, and over sort of the Sunday and the Monday, because it certainly made a big difference to me. You know, without, so I didn't have to spend lots of time sort of going out trying to forage for food. You know, and you know, we have food here, and I think most people have got water and stuff. I mean, it really isn't so bad. And I think it's just waiting. It's just a matter of sort of waiting. But I do think that there are things that we need to learn. And I think, you know, if we don't, I mean, you know, we'll just keep, you know, it'll happen again.
And it's not only for here to learn, I think, but for the whole world.
Yeah, sure.
Like climate change is going around.
Yes, sure, sure. Yeah. Yes, but we're aware of that.
Yeah.
You know, already. So mm-hmm. because you do see the changes here.
Yeah.
And I think the changes are perhaps more evident here.
Yeah,
I think so too.
And
yes, and I think they'll have more. You know, they'll have probably more effects here.
Yeah.
In these more tropical countries.
Ah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Puja puja.
Oh, what is happening now?
Now we just need to try to put a new connection.
Okay,
our electrical thing is broken.
Okay.
So we are trying to change it, shift it from this post to this post.
Yes.
And this one post is broken, then we wanted to put that in order.
Okay.
And put a new line.
Yeah. When do you think it will be finished?
I hope. We are hoping since yesterday, but it's still going on.
Yeah. So you had no electricity for the past week?
For the past 1 week.
No electricity.
No electricity, no water.
Mainly. No water.
No. We are just trying to get some water from this highway, you know?
Yes.
That's a toll plaza.
Yeah.
We are taking some water from there and... We just brought a generator to pump the water.
Okay, yeah. Because all the pumps also are with electricity.
With electricity.
Okay.
Because without electricity, nothing moves. Yeah. We get used to that.
Yeah. How many people live in this town?
It would be about 800 to 1,000 people, I guess.
800?
2,000.
2,000.
No, about, I mean the whole village or only this piece?
The whole village.
Whole village may just about, let's say 2,000.
2,000
people. I mean we are, don't have an exact...
No.
Just approximately, I mean.
Yeah, exactly. And your village?
Yeah, village. I mean, like
a village head or?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Ramba, you, what are you doing? Go and marry me. Chimbi, you need to come.
Many houses got destroyed too?
Huh?
Many houses destroyed?
I mean, you can see these are the houses were built about 35, 40 years before.
Yeah.
It's given, provided by the government of Tamil Nadu.
Okay.
All the houses are leaking.
All water coming inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole roof is completely finished. You can have a look. All the, there are one or two houses maybe they reconstruct.
Yeah.
But the rest, they are leaking through.
Okay. So they all have to be restored.
Yeah.
And you get some help from Tamil Nadu government?
I don't know. I mean, in the village administrator officer were here 2 days before.
Yeah.
And he was told by his higher officer mm-hmm. only to take only the thatched roofs.
Yeah.
But actually, instead of thatched roofs, may cost you only another 3,000 rupees to build it.
Yeah.
But this type of things cost you more than that.
Yeah.
But none of these people, they don't consider that.
No. Maybe they don't want to hear.
That's what they said.
Yeah.
He said, I was told not to take any of these concessions.
Yeah.
They consider this is a pakka house. It mm-hmm. was a once upon a time pakka house.
Yeah.
But not
now,
anymore.
Yeah, now people living there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you a motuma pora de motega igra?
No, no, no.
Have you seen like a storm like this before?
I mean, how old I would say I've seen a storm. I'm yeah. nearly about 60 or something. Yeah. But I've seen several storms, mm-hmm. but not like this.
Not like this, no.
And because all the storms were ending one way or other, either that side or this side.
Yeah.
This is the first time where it was nearly ending.
Yeah.
Because our Kadalur is the other about 25 kilometers from here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So before going there, it is smashed all over here.
Most of the time, the center of the storm was not here.
No.
So
it was ending to Kadalur, I guess.
Yes.
So it is from Kadalur. We are more near to the ocean.
Yeah.
It is also part of the reason. In the most of the trees, in the palm, the cashews, or the coconut, they all smashed.
Yeah. Now you can drink the coconut that fell down.
There is not a I'm a wire at one, huh? நீ இதே வந்திருக்கலாம கட்டி ஐலோகாயின் வந்திருக்கலாம சரி வரும்போது நீ மட்டையில எடுத்து போட்டு வா
அந்த மட்டை காத்தச்சு வருமா வருது பாருங்க கட்டிட்டு கொடுப்பா இப்ப சங்கர் அங்க இருப்பா சங்கரா சங்கரா
உன் பிசிஐ பக்கமா இருக்கிற அந்த மட்டையா
வெட்டு அங்கே அந்த மட்டை வெட்டு அந்த மட்டை வெட்டு போதே அங்கே அப்படியே அங்கே இல்லு
மட்டையா
மட்டும்